So are there disadvantages to living in a digital as opposed to an analog world?
Yeah, you know, I think in some sense, you know, in our book, we really track the evolution from one to the other. And it's great in the sense that in a digital world, you can actually, you know, design circuits and computers on paper without having to use mechanical trial and error. But Claude Shannon, who we wrote about, comes out of the analog world. And the thing that's special, I think, about analog computing and much earlier in the 20th century is that it's visible in a way that digital computing isn't. You can actually see the gears turning into machines. There's actually not such a divide between what might go on in a factory or a workshop and what might go on in a computer lab. You know, I think analog computing in the analog world, you know, the things that happen with tech are a little more integrated with the things that happen in the rest of the world of work. And tech is a little bit more visible and easily graspable. It's not something we're quite as alienated from. So despite all of the advantages in speed and accuracy that we get from digital communications and digital computing, I think what's lost is a little bit of the capacity to identify with technology and see it visibly in a way that the analog world provided.